Hey, everybody. Today, the Charlie Kirk Show. Elon Musk and Donald Trump team up for a ruling class rebellion. Email us, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com, and subscribe to our podcast. Open up your podcast application and type in Charlie Kirk Show. Become a member today at members.charliekirk.com. That is members.charliekirk.com. Get involved with Turning Point USA at tpusa.com. That is tpusa.com. And as always, you can become a member. It's members.charliekirk.com. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Noble Gold Investments is the official gold sponsor of the Charlie Kirk Show, a company that specializes in gold IRAs and physical delivery of precious metals. Learn how you could protect your wealth with Noble Gold Investments at NobleGoldInvestments.com. That is NobleGoldInvestments.com. It's where I buy all of my gold. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com. 4 years ago, it was very difficult to get the news out on Twitter. I remember we had one of the most popular Twitter accounts on the planet. In fact, according to Axios.com, we had the third most engaged and active and popular Twitter account on the planet. That was back when Axios, they tabulated all the numbers. We were averaging 130,000 retweets a day. Not an exaggeration. 130,000 retweets a day. And then as soon as we started talking about COVID, we went off a cliff and it almost never recovered until Twitter was liberated. During the 2020 election, Twitter was captured by the intel agencies, controlled by the CDC, controlled by the FDA. Twitter was doing the bidding of the Democrat Party. I lost access to my Twitter account 4 years ago when I decided to talk about the Hunter Biden laptop. Lost access to my Twitter account. New York Post lost access to their Twitter account. Social media was not free and open. Social media was a tool of the Biden campaign. It was being used against Donald Trump. Elon Musk purchasing Twitter, at the moment he did it, we said this will go down as one of the most consequential, monumental, and game-changing purchases. The most significant purchase since the Louisiana Purchase. It's that big of a deal. And we are being proven correct. Last evening, you saw the power of Twitter, which is now called X, on full display. How big of a difference 4 years makes, and this should be an optimistic story for all of you. Things can get better. We can solve our problems. We can see an issue. We can step up with courage, bravery, grit, and resolve, and we can make things better. Last evening, President Trump and Elon Musk had a nearly 2.5 hour discussion on X. It has been viewed over 1 billion times. That's right. That means 1 out of 7 people on the planet heard this discussion between Donald Trump and Elon Musk. That means that likely almost half of all voters in America came in contact with this conversation one way or the other, through some sort of clip or snippet, listening to part of it. The equivalent would be if Donald Trump deployed $3 billion in advertising to try to get his message out, to try to buy TV ads, to try to purchase TV time, to be able to convince voters to get behind his campaign. What a difference 4 years makes. Elon Musk took $50 billion of his own money to go buy Twitter at a very, very overpriced valuation. He didn't care. Took Twitter private, fired a bunch of people, and liberated the platform. If we are going to be successful in November, and it is an if, one of the main reasons why we will win in November, or we can win, is because of what Elon Musk has done with Twitter. And more than just opening up Twitter, Elon Musk understands that the civilization is falling apart. Elon Musk has never been a major Donald Trump fan. In fact, Elon Musk has been on the record saying, not a fan, I don't like, quote, cults of personality. Not a fan, not someone I want to get behind. But Elon Musk loves America so much, he is willing to check any reservations he has about Donald Trump and go all in. Elon Musk is a class traitor, and so is Donald Trump. Elon Musk was celebrated by every major media platform. Front page of Time magazine. Keynote addresses at the World Economic Forum. He was the man that will fight climate change. There is almost nobody who is as celebrated as Elon Musk. And with that, he and Donald Trump have something in common. Donald Trump used to be one of the most celebrated people on the planet. Donald Trump used to go to all the great fundraisers, all the great movie premieres. Donald Trump was the top of the cultural cachet of America. And Trump and Elon, combining forces, they have put their reputations, their fortunes, all at risk and in jeopardy for something greater than themselves. Elon Musk even said on the call that he was an Obama guy. And that, just so we are clear, there are tens of millions of people that voted for Obama that are now going to vote for Trump. Tens of millions. And we should welcome them into our ranks. Many people, when they were young, they voted for Obama. They were very in favor of Obama. No problem with that. You grow, you develop, you deepen in your understanding. Donald Trump and Elon Musk put on a masterclass last evening, and the media is losing it because they know that the media was short-circuited last night, that Elon Musk and Donald Trump were able to get to the entire population without any sort of interference, smear, slander, and get the message out. You see Kamala Harris and her entire election campaign, they rely on propaganda censorship. They rely on propaganda and censorship. Let's listen to just a piece of this. This is Elon Musk and what he believes most Americans would agree with. Let's play cut 51.
These are issues that I think most people in America would agree with, which is that we want safe and clean cities. We want secure borders. We want sensible government spending. We want to restore both the perception and reality of respect in the judicial system. Just, you know, stop the lawfare, and I think that's like, and how are those even right wing positions? I think those are just that's just common sense, and that's I mean, would you agree with that?
100%.
Those are two people that you would never think that would be combining forces, that are getting right down to what this election is about. Safe and clean cities, secure borders, sensible government spending, stop the lawfare. These are not right-wing positions. These are down-the-middle, common-sense policies. And yet the media wants to make it seem as if this is extreme, that this is outlandish. It's not. That should inspire you that Elon Musk and Donald Trump do not need to be in this fight. They don't need to be spending time late on a Monday evening discussing looming World War III. They could be checking out and enjoying, in Elon Musk's case, his hundreds of billions. Donald Trump doesn't have to be doing this. So here you have two individuals who are class traitors, who turn their back on the ruling elite, who turn their back on the oligarchs. And they don't agree on everything, and I don't agree with Elon on everything. But there's something very special here, and something very unique, because they love America. And they know that the current rotten to the core, tumor-infested ruling class must be removed. That they are poisoning this country from the media to the DC decision makers to the big tech oligarchs. And they've seen it themselves. They've been in those rooms. They've partied with the rich, the famous, and the well-connected. And they know that they want this country destroyed. This conversation, viewed by over 1 billion people, blew up the Mockingbird media cartel. This was one of the most significant moments in modern political communication history, where you don't need the networks to get to the population, that you can go straight to the people. And boy, the media is not happy about it. They know that their power is waning and their influence is disappearing. Not only do we not trust them, we actively despise the media. And wait till I read to you the USA Today headline. USA Today, which used to be somewhat respectable. Two class traitors combine forces to save the civilization. Hey everybody, Charlie Kirk here. Summer's here and the weather is beautiful. Everyone has a favorite outdoor activity. Golf, bike riding, bird watching, long walks. Ask 100 people, you'll get 100 answers. But if everyday aches and pains are keeping you on the sidelines, I have one answer. Relief Factor. Relief Factor is a 100% drug-free daily supplement that helps your body fight back against pain naturally. Developed by doctors, Relief Factor uses a unique formula of natural ingredients. It doesn't just mask pain. It helps reduce or even eliminate it. Wherever you're hurting, back, neck, joints, or muscles, in 3 weeks or less, you'll start to feel the difference all day, every day. So whatever you like to do, swimming, pickleball, hanging out in the garden, Relief Factor can help you feel good again and let you enjoy all your favorite outdoor activities all summer long. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF and save on your first order. That is 1-800-4-RELIEF. Fight pain naturally with Relief Factor. Relief Factor can help you feel good again and let you enjoy all your favorite outdoor activities. So go to ReliefFactor.com. That is ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF, ReliefFactor.com. So X, which formerly is Twitter, they experienced allegedly a DDoS attack, which could have been from the European Union or it could have just been they didn't have their tech servers all figured out. But it's amazing the amount of interest that people had in this conversation because they are starving for authenticity. You think they're going to get that on CNN or they're going to get that on MSNBC? Those are scripted propagandists that have been depriving the American people of the truth. Let's get to another piece of tape here of Donald Trump and Elon Musk. And Elon Musk, to his great credit, he said, look, I don't agree with you on everything, President Trump, but it is critical for you to win. It is critical for you to win. And understand, for those of us that are kind of in the political game, we are very high propensity voters. You in this audience, many of you are high propensity voters. This was a conversation for low information, low propensity voters that passively mostly watch sports or they do online gambling or they do video games. They're just kind of scrolling through Twitter. Oh, I want to listen to this. And it's impactful. Let's go to this here. Cut 42. Donald Trump says we cannot have a Democrat. Play cut 42.
What I can tell you is this. We cannot have a Democrat. We cannot have her. She's incompetent. She's as bad as Biden in a different.
Yeah.
Look, she hasn't done an interview since this whole scam started. And say what you want. This was a coup. This was a coup of a president of the United States. He didn't want to leave. And they said, we can do it the nice way or we can do it the hard way.
They just took him out back behind the shed and basically shot him.
This was more like a chat than it was an interview. It was back and forth. And you saw two guys that obviously respect each other. The conversation began with Elon Musk recapping Donald Trump getting shot. If Joe Biden got shot or if Barack Obama got shot, God forbid, or if Hillary Clinton got shot, it would be the number one news story on the planet. Still, to this day, there would be Netflix specials, Hulu documentaries, 60-minute investigations. There'd be nonstop CNN specials live from Butler, Pennsylvania. Here's a question. Has Lester Holt, James Muir, Dana Bash, Anderson Cooper, have they gone to Butler, Pennsylvania, and they've done like the full setup? Anderson Cooper acting like he's a tough guy. Anderson Cooper here with CNN. We are reporting live on top of the roof where XYZ politician got shot. No, the entire story has been memory hold. Nothing to see here. How is the guy able to army crawl for 15 minutes on top of the roof? No one cares. Why is it that people are yelling and shouting and saying, there's someone on the roof, someone on the roof? The media couldn't care less because deep down, the media wants Trump dead. Everyone knows that. They report him. They report on him like he's Hitler. They call him Mussolini. They were, many people in the media, by the way, said that the day of. They said, make America aim again, is what many reporters said. Elon Musk would not allow the story of Donald Trump getting shot to be memory holed into oblivion. Play cut 39.
You know, like, what I find admirable there was that you can't fake bravery under such circumstances. The courage is instinctual or it is not. It's not a rehearsed action. And so I just want to say that I think a lot of people admire your courage under fire there. And
thank you very much. I appreciate it. I didn't think of it. I just wanted to get up and they were sure that I was hit someplace else. And they were saying, sir, you were hitting more than the ear. I said, nope, I was hit in the ear. I want to get up. Let me get up. And so I got up and the crowd didn't know what to think. I mean, this was so many people and you could see they were confused. They didn't know what to think. And I wanted to let them know I was okay. It was very important for me to let them know that. And they went wild.
In 2020, Not only would this conversation never have happened, where would this conversation have happened? It would have been banned for disinformation or for hate speech. And they know this. This is why the media is acting the way they are. We don't need them anymore. We can go straight to the consumer. We cut out all the middlemen. We cut out all the bureaucracy. We cut out all the fat. And we go straight to the American people. The last line of defense now is the sovereign, is the we the people, and it's back to the promise of the United States Constitution. The amount of information they covered was remarkable. From nuclear power to nuclear energy to nuclear war to World War III to the economy to inflation to immigration to the southern border to Tesla to cars. And we're going to go through so many elements of this. But let's take a step back and say, wow, things really can improve. We complained that social media was a problem in the 2020 election, and Elon Musk did something to fix it. And now 4 years later, we are in a far better position to retake this country. And last night, it was on full display. I think this is a new template. I think President Trump should do more online forums where he just has chats with people, and he should have chats with all sorts of different types of titans of business, industry, sports leaders. The audio format for President Trump, I think, really favors him. Let's continue here. Bringing down energy prices. And I just love this because Elon Musk is in the solar panel industry. He's in the electric vehicle industry. And this goes to show one of my favorite parts of President Trump's who he is. He does not pander. If Kamala Harris would have done this interview with Elon Musk, by the way, Kamala Harris couldn't do this interview. Kamala Harris would have had 20 staffers shuffling papers. It would have been only 20 minutes. It would have been just reading, "My name is Kamala Harris and I will do whatever is necessary to get to political power." President Trump was unscripted for 2+ hours. But Kamala Harris would have pandered. Kamala Harris would have went out of her way and said, "You know, Elon, I think climate change is an existential threat and we're going to ban fracking." She's a different person to every different audience. Let's go to cut 45. President Trump talking to the green energy entrepreneur and says, "You know what? No, we're going to bring down energy prices." And, you know, President Trump, to his credit, did say he did compliment Elon's product because President Trump kind of caught himself. He's like, "You know, I'm kind of poking the bear a little bit here," but not really. And they reconciled it later in the conversation. President Trump and Elon did. Let's play cut 45.
We have to bring energy prices down. Energy started it. The price of gasoline. Now, your cars don't require too much gasoline, so you know you have a good, and you do make a great product. I have to say, I have to be honest with you. Doesn't mean everybody should have an electric car, but these are minor details. But your product is incredible. But the gasoline, Elon, is the cost of energy. Not only gasoline, it's the cost of heating your house and cooling your house. That has to come down. It's gone up 100%, 150%, and 200%, and that has to come down. When that comes down, and we're going to drill, baby, drill.
We're going to drill, baby, drill, right, Elon? And he's kind of confused. He runs an electric vehicle company. But Elon, to his credit, later in the conversation, Elon went into his view of carbon emissions, and his view, first and foremost, is not one that was apocalyptic or cataclysmic, but he says, look, just air quality will go down, which, by the way, is completely legit. It was a great back and forth. And Elon is right that if you go to China, they have literally a warning system built into almost every single home. Red days, yellow days, green days. And if it's a red day, you're not even able to go outside. No one wants to live in that kind of society, nor does President Trump. And Elon Musk says, look, I think it's insane to vilify the oil and natural gas industry. We should not get rid of fracking. We should thank them for their support of keeping this modern economy alive and all the jobs that it represents. And finally, getting rid of red meat and all this stuff is a little jab at Kamala Harris. Is outrageous. But President Trump did not pander an inch. And by the way, this is the exchange of ideas. This is what it's all about. Could Kamala Harris sit down with any interviewer where they're not exactly in agreement and have some sort of a harmony? Of course not. The more that Donald Trump does forums like this, the more it contrasts that Kamala Harris is not able to have a conversation. I want to put this in perspective. Not only can she not have a conversation, she cannot sit down with reporters that want her to win. The equivalent would be President Trump refusing to sit down with Breitbart.com. The equivalent would be with President Trump refusing to come on the Charlie Kirk Show. Hey, everybody. Charlie Kirk here. What an unbelievable start to 2024. We had last month saving babies with preborn by providing ultrasounds. And we're doing again this year what we did last year. We're going to stand for life because remaining silent in the face of the most radically pro-death administration is not an option. As Sir Edmund Burke said, the only thing necessary for the triumph of evil is for good men to do nothing, and we're not going to do nothing. Your gift to preborn will give a girl the truth about what's happening in her body so that she can make the right choice. $280 can save 10 babies. $28 a month can save a baby a month all year long. And a $15,000 gift will provide a complete ultrasound machine that will save thousands of babies for years and years to come. And will also save moms from a lifetime of pain and regret. Call 833-850-2229. That's 833-850-2229, or click on the preborn banner at charliekirk.com. That is charliekirk.com, and click on the preborn banner. Also, save moms from a lifetime of pain and regret. I'm a donor to this organization. They're terrific. Go to charliekirk.com, click on the preborn banner. One of the most powerful parts of the conversation is when President Trump was recounting how he dealt with Putin. And the media, they are so dark, they are so demented. The lack of coverage of the human suffering that is happening in Ukraine because of Kamala Harris and Joe Biden. And let's not rewrite the history. Kamala Harris famously went to the Munich Security Conference and basically said Ukraine is going to eventually come into NATO. That was a salvo. You send the dumbest person in the American government, Kamala Harris, to the Munich Security Conference and say that Ukraine very well might enter NATO. Vladimir Putin hears this and then he invades soon after. Kamala Harris, she does not get enough criticism for this. Kamala Harris is to blame partially for Vladimir Putin deciding to invade Ukraine. Ultimately, Vladimir Putin is responsible. However, Kamala Harris, and you can get that clip, she gave this ridiculous speech. They just gave her points. She read the teleprompter. Little did she know, she was paving the way for hundreds of thousands of people to die. President Trump, on the other hand, he dealt with Putin. He dealt with him strongly, clearly, not as enemies, but as we're stronger than you. You're not going to invade Ukraine. Play cut 47.
And again, I said to Vladimir Putin, I said, don't do it. You can't do it, Vladimir. You do it, it's going to be a bad day. You cannot do it. And I told him things that what I do. And he said, no way. And I said, way. And you know, it's the last time we ever had the conversation.
And by the way, what President Trump didn't say is that he sat down with Vladimir Putin, said, I will bomb the Kremlin. Those nice little golden turrets you got up there, they will be melted. Way. Kamala Harris is incapable of governing this country. And we must remember that she is the sitting vice president of the United States. Almost her entire message is, Kamala Harris says, I will fix things if you vote me into office, says the person who is currently in office. The more that we can remind people, because people are being so nonstop propagandized right now, we really are in the cave right now. We are in Plato's cave where people are just looking at figments of what the media wants you, little shadows. That you can remind people, you understand that she is the sitting VP. She has remarkable authority and there is not a president right now. So for all intents and purposes, she is the president of this country. She is the president of the killing fields in Ukraine. She's the president of Israel that's about to get struck by Iran. She is the president of the wide open border. She is in charge of people not being able to afford grocery prices. Elon Musk and Donald Trump, two titans and class traitors, two people that have decided to declare war on the oligarchy, decided to rebel against the ruling class. And I can't think of something more admirable than that before I play another piece of tape. At the end of the Declaration of Independence, our founders said that they pledged their lives, their fortunes, and their sacred honor. These were rich men. These were well-connected men. These are men that had a lot to lose. They could have sued for peace with the British aristocracy, and they could have lived out their lives in Mount Vernon and Monticello, and they would have been just fine. But instead, the ruling class that founded this country, the 56 men, the 56 white men, by the way, because we're supposed to hate them, who signed the Declaration of Independence, they knew they could lose everything. Some of whom who signed the Declaration of Independence, by the way, were hunted down and hanged to death. Last night, these are two men who know that criminal investigations will be coming, more death threats will be coming, more threats against their family. You had the European Union yesterday, who basically threatened Elon Musk, saying that you better not do this, with potential some government saying that we're going to imprison you for inciting hate speech. And Elon Musk just kind of shrugs his shoulder. Eh, whatever. USA Today's coverage of the Elon Musk-Donald Trump conversation, seen by 1 billion people. Trump rambles, slurs his way through the Elon Musk interview. It was an unmitigated disaster. This is by Rex Hupke, who looks like a real creepy guy. Very creepy. This is USA Today. This is not an opinion piece. This was a news article from USA Today. Quote, for a fascism-curious billionaire who loves cuddling up to right-wing loons. This is a news piece. Elon Musk sure is good at making right-wing politicians look stupid. That is the USA Today headline. Let's play cut 50.
You know, people in America want to feel excited and inspired about the future. They want to feel like the future is going to be better than the past, and that that America is going to do things that are greater than we've done in the past, reach new heights that make you proud to be an American and excited about the future.
They want the American dream back. They want the American dream back, more important than anything else. It's like you don't have that today because the people, they've been just sucked. They see incompetent people running our, the Biden thing is very interesting. People just found him to be incompetent.
Elon Musk has offered Kamala Harris for a similar conversation. Will she accept? Will Kamala Harris sit down with Elon Musk and have an in-depth conversation? How will the media cover that one if it happens? Kamala Harris wows in Twitter X conversation. This is a very promising development. We know that we will not be able to win over all of the elites, but a couple class traitors can save the country the same way the founding generation did, where they pledged their lives, their fortunes, and their sacred honor. And the media, they know that their power is evaporating. They know that we don't not only not trust them, but the American people actively know that they are working against your capacity, your ability to have a better country. That goes for the reporters, that goes to the editors, that goes to the journalists. They are all in on it. So I was reminded of something last night. The Elon Musk, Donald Trump conversation got off to a rocky start. It was a 40-minute delay. Now, was it because of a DDoS attack? Was it because of a foreign actor attack? Or is it because the servers were not capable to be able to host tens of millions of potential listeners all at once? We don't know. But the lesson is very important. And that is why I wear this shirt that says vote early. I remember when I went to go vote in November of 2022. I went to go vote for Carrie Lake. Woke up early. Went to my polling place around 7:30, 8 in the morning. And there were long lines at the voting center in Scottsdale. Long lines. Why? Because all the machines went down. Printers were not working. The wrong paper was there. And these voting centers were largely dysfunctional. We do not know how many voters were disenfranchised in the Carrie Lake election 2022. Could it have been 15,000, 20,000, 30,000, 50,000? We do know that Carrie Lake fell 18,000 ballots short. But it was so frustrating to see all these people that could have voted early and prevented a potential traffic jam. And yesterday was yet another reminder as to why we need to encourage people that are not willing to wait hours and hours in line. Now, if you are a person that likes to vote on game day, totally get it. And you're a game day voter and you're okay waiting hours and hours in line, potentially, I'm not going to disagree with you. Fine. Keep your tradition alive. I think the tradition is great. However, last night was yet another reminder how many people were going to listen to the Elon Musk, Donald Trump conversation, and they saw a 40-minute delay because of all the tech issues, and they decided not to listen. Probably millions of people. And that is a glaring reminder that we have to win in voting month, because if I was a bad guy, I would just have what happened in Arizona happen to machines in Pennsylvania, in Wisconsin, and there's no take backsies. If all of a sudden, if half of all machines fail in Pennsylvania on game day, there is no take back. No judge will say, oh, there's a new election. The Democrats will just say, oh, we don't know how many people disenfranchised. We got the machines up and running after 6 hours. It's fine. Politico.com literally just published this article. The nation's best hackers found vulnerabilities in voting machines, but no time to fix them Organizers and participants at DEF CON Voting Village found cyber vulnerabilities in everything from voting machines to e-poll books. But there's no time before November elections to fully implement their findings. That's Politico.com that just published that. So we look at the Elon Musk, Donald Trump catastrophe. We look at the Carrie Lake catastrophe with Katie Hobbs back in 2022. And we should understand that there is a warning beacon being sent at all of us, which is if we put all of our eggs in one basket and we say, hey, we're all going to vote on game day no matter what. If I was a really bad person, if I was a corrupt Secretary of State, if I was a corrupt county recorder, I would just have voter fraud in a different way. Turn off all the machines. Have the printers not work. Have the paper not fit. And then you guess who votes on election day? We disproportionately vote on election day. Conservatives, Trump supporters, disproportionately vote on election day. Clog up the plumbing. Gum up the works. This is why I wear the vote early shirt. If you're in this audience and you're 87 years old and you live in Surprise, Arizona, and you're not willing to stand 2.5 hours in line, vote early. If you're a single mom and you got to run around with three kids and you have a 2-hour window maybe to go vote on election day, vote early. If you're a plumber, electrician, a welder, a police officer, a firefighter with a heavy demanding schedule and you don't know what your schedule is going to look like on November 5th, vote early. It's convenient. And you can vote early in person, by the way. You can actually go to a voting machine in person, which is convenient and it is secure. If you're a college student, you're not sure what state of mind you're going to be on November 5th, sleep in, forget it. And most importantly, if you are a patriot that has learned that their way to sabotage our movement is by having the machines not work on election day, vote early. Not voting is a ticket to tyranny, and I don't want to hear excuses. I'm warning you right now, they are going to try to create traffic jams on November 5th. They're going to try to gum it all up and have a couple people walk out of line. We need a wide open HOV lane on election day. We need anybody that wants to go vote on election day to not have to wait in line, and we do that by getting all of our people that might not necessarily have the time, the energy, the capacity to vote for hours on end on election day, November 5th, to go vote early. The Donald Trump, Elon Musk tech catastrophe is a warning sign to us all. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Email us, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Thanks so much for listening, and God bless.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.